Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful. Was Jesus a Christian or a Muslim? By Abu Karim al-Marakishi. Preface. You may ask yourself the following questions. Am I a true follower of Jesus Christ? Am I really looking for the truth? Or am I truth's enemy? Was Jesus Christ a Christian or a Muslim? I have attempted to provide consolidated information from resources, books, and websites and arrange them in summarized comparative tables in a straightforward manner. I appeal to the reader to examine this book with an unbiased mind and open heart to the truth, because this is the only way that may lead to the right decision that shapes one's life in this world and the world to come. Introduction. Christ is derived from the ancient Greek Christos, meaning anointed, which is a translation of the Hebrew Messiah, the Messiah, and is used as a title of Jesus or for Jesus. The word Christian simply means a follower of Christ or Christian. Islam means complete and peaceful submission to the will of Almighty God. Again, Islam means complete and perfect peaceful submission to the will of Almighty God. The word Muslim simply means a person who submits his will to Almighty God. Jesus, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon him, said, "Think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot or one tittle shall in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled." This is found in Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. He said to them, "This is what I told you while I was still with you. Everything must be fulfilled that is written about me in the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms." Luke chapter 24, verse 44. Jesus, peace be upon him, did not have the authority to abrogate the law. He, peace be upon him, only had the authority to fulfill, reaffirm, clarify, and apply it to new or specific situations. Comparison. The way of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, following the earlier prophets and fulfilling their laws. Let's go to this comparison. 1. Purity, ablution before the prayer. Moses, peace be upon him, and Aaron, peace be upon him, made ablution before prayer. They washed their hands and feet whenever they entered the tent of meeting or approached altar for a prayer. This was a divine command. Exodus chapter 40, verses 31 and 32. David, peace be upon him, in Psalms 26, or chapter 26, verse 6, and also in Samuel, in 2 Samuel, chapter 12, verse 20. Jesus, peace be upon him, did not oppose ablution before prayer. It was mentioned in James chapter 4, verse 8, "Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts. Jesus, peace be upon him, carefully followed and fulfilled this law because it was a divine command. Christian's way. Christians do not make ablution before praying in their churches. Christians do not wash their hands and feet before they pray as commanded by Almighty God. Christians do not follow the law fulfilled by Jesus, peace be upon him. Muslims' way. Muslims make ablution before praying in their mosques. Muslims wash their hands, feet, face, etc. The Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse 6, indicates that. Uthman ibn Affan, may Allah be pleased with him, one of the companions of Prophet Muhammad, may the blessings and peace be upon him, he or Uthman stated that the Prophet Muhammad said, he who performed ablution well, his sins would come out from his body, even coming out from under his nails. This is found in Sahih Muslim. So, was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Christian here? Or was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Muslim? Of course, according to what we have read, Jesus was a Muslim. Because he was practicing exactly what the Muslims were practicing in ablution. Now, let's go to another comparison. Putting off the shoes before praying. The way of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, following earlier prophets and fulfilling their laws. Let's listen to this. Moses, peace be upon him, received the divine command to put off his sandals, shoes before entering and praying on the holy ground. This is found in Exodus chapter 3, verse 5, and Acts chapter 7, verse 33. Jesus, peace be upon him, carefully followed and fulfilled this law because it was a divine command. Christian ways, Christians do not put their shoes before entering and praying in their churches. Christians do not follow the law fulfilled by Jesus, peace be upon him. Muslims' way, Muslims put off their shoes before entering and praying in their mosque. The Noble Quran, you can find this also in the Noble Quran, chapter 20, verses 11 and 12. So, was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Christian in that practice, or was he a Muslim? Of course, he was a Muslim. Now, let's go to another comparison. The way of Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, following the early prophets and fulfilling their laws. Now, let's go to number three now. This comparison number three. Precise times for daily prayer. The biblical times of prayer are evening, morning, and at noon. Psalm chapter 55, verse 17. Even several prayers can be situated within these three times. It was stated in Psalm chapter 119, verse 164. Seven times a day do I praise you. The earlier morning dawn prayer was mentioned in the Aramaic Bible in plain English. Psalms chapter 5, verse 3. Before dawn prayer, Psalms chapter 119, verse 147. Prayer at midnight, Psalms 119, verse 62. There are precise times for prayer, Psalms 32, verse 6, Psalms 69, verse 13. It was obviously unacceptable, according to David, peace be upon him, to neglect the proper times of prayer. Jesus, peace be upon him, carefully followed and fulfilled this law. Now, let's compare. Christians' way. These days, many Christians observe a more informal pattern of morning and evening prayers, blessing or a prayer before meals. This type of informality lacks the precision and repetition. Christians do not follow the law fulfilled by Jesus, peace be upon him. Now, let's see Muslims' way. Muslims must regularly pray five times a day. At precise times, each prayer requires about 5 to 10 minutes. These five prayers occur at precise times. Dawn, the first one. The second one, afternoon. Sorry, dawn. Then you have noon time. Then you have afternoon. Then you have sunset and night. There are also other optional prayers. And there are lots of, you find this in the Noble Quran, chapter 20, verse 132, chapter 7, verse 205, chapter 33, verse 42, chapter 48, verse 9, chapter 76, verse 25, chapter 24, verse 58, chapter 52, verse 49, chapter 17, verse 78, chapter 11, verse 114, chapter 20, verse 103, sorry, verse 130. So in this case, was Jesus, peace be upon him, Christian or was he a Muslim? Of course, according to that practice, Jesus basically was a Muslim or following Islam. Comparison number four, prayer toward a particular direction, Jerusalem, Kaaba in Mecca. David, peace be upon him, worshipped Almighty God toward the direction of the Holy Temple. Psalms chapter 5, verse 7. Psalms chapter 138, verse 2. According to Jill's exposition of the entire Bible, not the temple at Jerusalem, which was not yet built, but rather the the tabernacle of Moses, in which was the ark. However, the tabernacle of Moses was not a holy temple. Then the question is, what was the other holy temple that David, peace be upon him, prayed toward its direction? Solomon, peace be upon him, prayed toward the direction of the holy temple in Jerusalem in the 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 21. Daniel, peace be upon him, chapter 6, verse 10. Jonah, peace be upon him, chapter 2, verse 7. At the time of Jesus, peace be upon him, the direction of prayer was toward Jerusalem. John chapter 4, verses 20 and 21. Jesus, peace be upon him, said that the true worshippers will worship God in spirit and truth. John chapter 4, verses 23, 24, which means they will be sincere in their worship. It does not mean that they will worship God in any direction. Jesus, peace be upon him, carefully followed the earlier prophets and prayed toward the direction of the holy temple. Now, the Christian way now, what is the Christian's way? Early churches were built so that the direction of the assembly faced east as a symbol of the Christ, the rising sun. It was also common to pray facing Jerusalem. Later, Christians prayed in any direction. Christians do not follow Jesus, peace be upon him, and do not pray toward a particular direction. Muslims' way. The early Muslims prayed toward the direction of Jerusalem for a short time. Then Almighty God Allah instructed the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, to change the direction of prayer and pray toward the direction of the Holy Mosque Kaaba in Mecca. This is found in the Noble Quran, chapter 2, verse 144. Okay, so was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Christian or was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Muslim? Basically, according to what we've read, he was a Muslim. Comparison 5. Prostration with the forehead on the earth or on the ground. The earlier prophets and their followers prostrated in prayer. They bowed with their faces touching, or they bowed and they prostrated with their faces touching the ground. Abraham, peace be upon him. Genesis 17, verse 3. Genesis 17, verse 17, Moses, peace be upon him, and Aaron, peace be upon them both. Exodus 34, verse 8, Numbers chapter 16, verse 22, Numbers chapter 20, verse 6, Joshua, peace be upon him, Joshua chapter 5, verse 14, Joshua chapter 7, verse 6, Elijah, peace be upon him, 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 42, David, peace be upon him, Psalm chapter 22, verse 29, 1 Samuel chapter 20, verse 41. After Solomon, peace be upon him, finished prayer, 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 3, during the prayer of Ezra, peace be upon him, Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 6, the holy angels, Revelation chapter 7, verse 11. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, never invited people to worship him instead of God, or as God, or as Son of God. This law was stated very clearly in Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. God is not a man. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 29, Hosea chapter 11 verse 9. Jesus peace be upon him carefully followed and fulfilled this law, and bowed and prostrated with his face, of course, touching the ground, and prayed to Almighty God. Matthew 26 verse 39, Mark 14 verse 35, the disciples of Jesus peace be upon him did the same. Matthew 17 verse 6. Christian's way: Christians kneel down in front of the cross, clasping their hands in prayer. They perform the sign of the cross by tracing a large cross from forehead to chest and then shoulder to shoulder. This performance can't be ascribed to Jesus, peace be upon him. Christians do not bow with their faces touching the ground. They do not prostrate with their foreheads on the earth. Christians do not follow the same worshiping way of Jesus, peace be upon him. Muslims' way: the Muslims prostrate in prayer. They bow with their faces touching the ground during their daily prayers and prostrate, of course, on the earth. This is found in the Noble Quran, chapter 22, verse 77, chapter 7, verse 206, chapter 13, verse 15, chapter 17, verse 109, chapter 19, verse 58, chapter 25, verse 60, chapter 69, verse 19, chapter 32, verse 15, chapter 38, verse 24, chapter 53, verse 62, chapter 76, verse 26, chapter 10, verses 9 and 10. Now, according to what we have seen, was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Christian? Or was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Muslim? Of course, he was a Muslim, according to this practice, because all those practices were similar to Muslims. Comparison: spreading up the hands after prayer. Solomon, peace be upon him, spread up his hands after prayer and praised Almighty God and asked his blessings. 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 54. Jesus, peace be upon him, carefully followed and fulfilled this practice. Christians' way: Christians do not spread up their hands after prayer. Christians do not follow the practice fulfilled by Jesus, peace be upon him. Muslims' way: Muslims spread up their hands in kunut, prayer, and after prayer, they make dua, supplications. They praise Almighty God, ask his forgiveness, and seek his blessings. This is found in the Quran, or the Noble Quran, chapter 2, verses 255, 286, chapter 25, verse 74. So, was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Christian, or was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Muslim? Of course, a Muslim. Comparison: fasting. No food or a drink or sexual relations. Moses, peace be upon him, fasted for 40 days by neither eat nor Moses, peace be upon him, fasted for 40 days. He neither ate nor drank. He did neither eat bread. He did neither eat bread nor drink water. Deuteronomy chapter 9, verse 9. Exodus chapter 34, verse 28. Earlier prophets also fasted. David, peace be upon him. 2 Samuel chapter 12, verse 22. Elijah, peace be upon him. 1 Kings chapter 19, verse 8. Ezra, peace be upon him. Ezra chapter 10, verse 6. Daniel, peace be upon him. Daniel chapter 9, verse 3. Special months of fasting were instituted during the Babylonian captivity of Judah. Zechariah chapter 8, verse 19. A specific fast day. Jeremiah 36 verse 6, a precise month for fasting, the ninth month, Jeremiah chapter 36 verse 9. So Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, fulfilled this law and fasted for 40 days by neither eat nor drink. Afterward, Jesus, peace be upon him, was hungry. Matthew chapter 4 verse 2, Matthew chapter 6 verse 16. Jesus, peace be upon him, carefully followed and fulfilled this law. Now let's look at Christian's way and Muslim's way. Christian's ways, the way that Christians fast differs. Some Christians abstain from solid food. Others don't eat special foods as meat, fish, chicken, and eggs. Some others don't drink special drinks as milk and wine. Christians do not fast like Jesus, peace be upon him, by neither eat nor drink for a certain period of time. They do not taste hunger and thirst. Christians do not follow the law fulfilled by Jesus, peace be upon him. Muslim's way. Muslims, of course, fast from dawn until dusk for the whole month of Ramadan, ninth lunar month, abstaining from food, drink, sexual intercourse, smoking, backbiting, lying, and some other pleasures. Muslims taste hunger and thirst. The fasting helps them to obey God, be more sensitive to the sufferings of others, develop self-discipline, and appreciate their unity. The Noble Quran, chapter 2, verse 183 to 185, Quran also verse 187 in chapter 2 and also 196. So was Jesus, peace be upon him, Christian? Was Jesus, peace be upon him, Muslim? No, he was a Muslim. Comparison 8, a messenger and a prophet of God. Jesus, peace be upon him, asserted that he was sent by God, i.e. a messenger of Almighty God, John chapter 7, verse 16, John chapter 17, verse 3, John chapter 5, verse 30, John chapter 4, verse 34, John chapter 6, verse 38, and John chapter 11, verses 41 and 42. Jesus, peace be upon him, referred to himself as a prophet, Luke chapter 13, verses 33 and 34. Others also called him a prophet, Luke chapter 7, verse 16, Luke chapter 24, verses 17 to 22, John chapter 4, verse 19, John chapter 6, verse 14, Matthew chapter 21, verse 11, John chapter 9, verse 17. Jesus, peace be upon him, was referred to as a servant of God in Acts 3, chapter 3, verse 13, Acts chapter 4, verse 27. Jesus, peace be upon him, was sent only for the lost sheep of the house of Israel and not to the Gentiles. Matthew chapter 10, verses 5 and 6. Matthew chapter 15, verses 24 to 27. Jesus, peace be upon him, was called the Son of Man. Matthew chapter 12, verse 32. Matthew chapter 12, verse 40. Matthew chapter 17, verse 9. John chapter 6, verse 26. Jesus, peace be upon him, was also described as a man approved by God, Acts chapter 2, verse 22. This law was mentioned in the Old Testament. God is not a man that he should lie, neither the Son of Man that he should repent. Numbers chapter 23, verse 19. God is not a man. 1 Samuel chapter 15, verse 29. Hosea chapter 11, verse 9. The prayer of Jesus, peace be upon him, did not go unanswered, but was answered through the angel which appeared in order to strengthen him. Luke chapter 22, verse 43. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, fulfilled this law. He declared that he is a messenger and a prophet of God. The Christian way. Christians believe that Jesus is the second member of the triune God, the son of the first part of the triune God, and at the same time, fully God in every respect. Christians believe that Jesus is divine and God incarnate, have two natures, divine and human, all the same time, or at the same time, have two natures, divine and human, at the same time. The Christians view that the mediator between God and a man must be both man and deity, and not only man, as stated in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 5. Most Christians do not believe that Jesus, peace be upon him, was only a messenger, a prophet, a servant of God, and just a human being, as asserted by Jesus, peace be upon him, himself. Christians do not follow the law fulfilled by Jesus, peace be upon him. Muslims' way. Muslims speak of both Jesus, peace be upon him, and his mother Virgin Mary with reverence and respect. Muslims believe that Almighty God gave revelations not only to Abraham, peace be upon him, Moses, peace be upon him, but also to Jesus, peace be upon him, and other prophets. Muslims believe that Jesus, peace be upon him, is one of God's holy messengers. He possessed knowledge and wisdom, was blessed, born without a father like Adam, peace be upon him. The miraculous birth of Jesus, peace be upon him, does not make him a fully God or a son of God or a begotten son of God. Quran calls Jesus, peace be upon him, is the word of God be. Quran calls Jesus, peace be upon him, is the word of God be. This does not mean that Jesus is God or son of God or semi-God. The Noble Quran, chapter 112, verses 1 to 4, chapter 5, verse 73, chapter 19, verses 31 to 33. So, was Jesus prophet Christian or was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Muslim? Of course, he was a Muslim. 9. Submission to the will of Almighty God, Islam. Jesus, peace be upon him, submitted himself to the will of Almighty God, Luke chapter 22. Verse 42, Matthew chapter 26, verse 39, Mark chapter 14, verse 36. The oldest translation of the Bible was in the Greek language. Submission to God was mentioned. James chapter 4, verse 7, in all the Greek language and in a modern Greek language. The English translation, submit yourself therefore to God, i.e. become a Muslim. Jesus, peace be upon him, worshiped Almighty God, Luke chapter 5 verse 16, Matthew chapter 26 verse 39, Matthew 26 verse 42, Matthew 26 verse 44. Jesus, peace be upon him, prayed and asked Almighty God for help even when he raised up Lazarus to life, John chapter 11 verses 41 to 43. Jesus always expressed his subordination to Almighty God, chapter 11 verses 41 and 32 and 243. Jesus always expressed his subordination to God Almighty or to Almighty God, John chapter 5 verse 30, John chapter 14 verse 31. Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, fulfilled this law. He submitted himself to God, i.e. Jesus, peace be upon him, declared his Islam. Christians declared their allegiance to Jesus because Christians believe that one comes to God except through Jesus. One Christian believe that one comes to God except through Jesus. Christians submit their wills to Jesus. Christians ignore that Jesus, peace be upon him, expressed his subordination to Almighty God and submitted all his will to Almighty God. Christians do not follow the law fulfilled by Jesus, peace be upon him. Muslims way. Muslims believe that all prophets from the beginning of the creation were Muslims. Noah, Abraham, Jacob, Lot, Joseph, Moses, Solomon, Jesus, and the final prophet Muhammad, peace be upon them all. Because they preached the same message, their religion was submission to the will of Almighty God, i.e. they declared their Islam. This is found in the Noble Quran in many chapters. Chapter 10 verse 72, chapter 2 verse 132 to 133, chapter 51 verses 31 to 36, chapter 12 verse 101, chapter 5 verses 3 and 44, chapter 27 verses 30 to 31 and 38, 42, 44, chapter 3 verses 19 to 20, verse 52 verse 83, and chapter 40 verse 66. Of course Jesus was a Muslim according to the above. Was Jesus a Christian? Of course not. Was Jesus a Muslim? Of course yes. The name of Almighty God, the Creator. Jesus, peace be upon him, spoke the Aramaic language. The name of God in Aramaic in the standard script is Allah. And in the Strangula script, is something else here. I cannot read it. It read Allah. In Arabic language, the name of God is Allah. And read Allah. In Hebrew language, one of the basic Hebrews, or Hebrew words for God is also Allah. and reach Eloho can easily be pronounced Allah without the diacritical marks. The suffix M of the word Elohim is a plural of respect in the Hebrew Bible. Genesis 1 verse 1. According to the Bible, Jesus, peace be upon him, used these words, Eli, Matthew 27 verse 46, and Eloi, Mark chapter 15 verse 34. These two words, Eli and Eloi, are derived from the word Eloha, Eloha in Hebrew, Elah, or Allah in Arabic, and doesn't sound like Jehovah. So the Christians' ways, the name of God for the Arab Christians is Allah. Christians do not use these names, Eloh, or Eli, or Eloi, or Allah, as names of Almighty God. Christians do not follow the way of Jesus. Muslims worship the same Almighty God of the prophets Noah, Abraham, Moses, David, and Jesus, peace be upon them. All, the name of Almighty God is Allah. The Noble Quran, chapter 2, verse 255. Chapter 59 verses 22 to 24, chapter 112 verses 1 to 4. So, was Jesus, peace be upon him, Christian, or was Jesus, peace be upon him, Muslim? A Muslim. 11. Monotheism. None of the earlier prophets taught the doctrine of the Trinity. Rather, they proclaimed the oneness of God. Chapter 20 verse 3 of Exodus states, "Thou shalt have no other gods before me." God's statements are simple, clear, and free from contradiction and confusion. I am the Lord your God. All the earlier prophets of Almighty God preached monotheism. Moses, peace be upon him, Exodus chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, Exodus 22, Genesis 17, 1, Exodus 23 to 5, Leviticus 19, 3 to 4, Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 13, Exodus 18 verse 11, Deuteronomy 6 chapter 6 verse 4 to 9, David, peace be upon him, Psalms chapter 83 verse 18, chapter 104 verse 1, chapter 105 verse 7, Isaiah, peace be upon him, Isaiah chapter 45 verse 19, 43 verses 10 and 11, 44 verse 6, 45 verse or verses 21 to 23, and chapter 4 verse 28, no one can see God nor hear his voice. Exodus chapter 33 verse 20, God is not a man that he should lie, neither the son of man that he should repent. Numbers 23 verse 19, God is not a man. 1 Samuel chapter 15 verse 29, Hosea chapter 11 verse 9. Jesus, peace be upon him, said, "The most important commandment is this: Listen, O Israel, the Lord our God is the one and only Lord." Mark chapter 12 verse 29, Jesus never said, "I am God, worship me." He, Jesus, peace be upon him, called people to pray, worship, and serve only God. Mark chapter 14 verse 32, Luke chapter 5 verse 16, John chapter 17 verse 3, Matthew chapter 4 verse 10, Luke chapter 4 verse 8, Mark chapter 12 verses 28 and 29, Jesus, peace be upon him, said that no one is good except God alone. Luke chapter 18 verses 18 and 19, Mark chapter 10 verse 18, Matthew chapter 19 verse 17, no one can see God nor hear his voice. John chapter 5 verse 37. The unity of God is reiterated. James chapter 4 verse 12. God does not change. James chapter 1 verse 17. The disciples of Jesus, peace be upon him, accepted these teachings and had faith in the one true God. Jesus, peace be upon him, carefully followed and fulfilled the oneness of God law, the monotheism law. Christians' way. Christians violate the first commandment law by worshiping Jesus as God or a son of God. The First Council of Constantinople drew up a dogmatic statement on the Trinity and defined Holy Spirit as having the same divinity expressed for the Son by the Council of Nicaea 56 years earlier, i.e. two more gods were added to Almighty God. One, God the Father, the Creator. Two, God the Son, the Savior. Muslims way. Muslims believe that all the prophets were sent by the same God, the Creator, to convey the same message. The true God is only one. Worship Him alone and keep His commandments. This is found in the Noble Quran in many chapters. The Noble Quran also in chapter 112 emphasized and explained the monotheism law. Say He is Allah who is one. Allah is the eternal refuge. He neither begets nor is born, nor is there to Him any equivalent. Going back to the Christians' ways, God is the Father, the Creator, God is Son, the Savior, God, the Holy Spirit, the Counselor. Christians deviated away from the monotheism law. They elevated Jesus, peace be upon Him, too high to the rank of God. Christians do not follow the monotheism law fulfilled by Jesus, peace be upon Him. Whereas Muslim in the Noble Quran in many places fulfill that. And the Noble Quran chapter 112 emphasized and explained the monotheism law very clearly. Say He is Allah who is one, Allah the eternal refuge. He neither begets nor is born, nor is there to Him any equivalent. So was Jesus peace be upon Christian? Or was Jesus peace be upon a Muslim? A Muslim. He was a Muslim. 12. Sons of God. The use of phrase sons of God does not in itself imply deity and was a common phrase among Jews who called themselves children of God or sons of God. The phrase son of God in the Bible was not limited only to Jesus. The Bible told us that God has many sons. Jacob, Exodus chapter 4 verse 22, Solomon, 2 Samuel chapter 7 verses 13 and 14, Ephraim in Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 9, Adam in Luke chapter 3 verse 38. Even common people were called sons of God in Deuteronomy chapter 14 verse 1, Genesis 6 verse 2, Genesis 6 verse 4, Psalms 29 verse 1, Job 38 verse 7, Job 2 chapter 2 verse 1, Job chapter 1 verse 6. Jesus, peace be upon him, spoke of the peacemakers as sons of God. In the Jewish tradition, any person who follows the will of God was called the son of God. Jesus, this is found in Jesus chapter 6 verse 2 and 4, Exodus chapter 4 verse 22, Jeremiah chapter 31 verse 9, Psalms chapter 2 verse 7, Luke chapter 2 verse 38, Romans chapter 8 verse 14, John chapter 6 verse 38, i.e. if Jesus said in the Bible that he is the Son of God, this does not elevate Him to the rank of Almighty God. Jesus, peace be upon Him, never said, I am God, worship me. He, peace be upon Him, carefully followed the earlier prophets and fulfilled this law. Now let's see the Christians' way. Christians worship Jesus, the Son of the first part of the triune God. They consider Jesus, peace be upon Him, fully God in every respect. Jesus, peace be upon Him, Himself refuted the Trinity deception and never really praised it in the Bible. He even worshipped God Almighty Himself. Christians do not follow the law fulfilled by Jesus, peace be upon Him. Muslims' way, Almighty God Allah never begets any son, any daughter, any wife. Almighty God doesn't need a son nor a wife to help Him in anything. He is the absolute one living true King. Almighty God corrected the Jews and Christians' Son of God misunderstanding. And they say God most gracious has begotten offspring. Glory to Him. They are but servants raised to honor. The Noble Quran chapter 21 verse 26. So was Jesus peace be upon Christians or was He a Muslim? He was a Muslim. Salvation. 13. Salvation. Forgiving the sins is restricted only to Almighty God. Isaiah chapter 43, 25, Isaiah 44, 22, Isaiah 33, 22, Isaiah 64, 9, Jeremiah chapter 31, 34, Ezekiel 18, 22, Ezekiel 33, 16, Micah 7, 18, Micah 7, 19. Almighty God is the only Savior. Jude chapter 1, verse 25, Deuteronomy chapter 32, verse 15, 2 Samuel 22, 3, 2 Samuel 22, 47, 1 Chronicles 16, 35, Psalms 17, 7, Psalms 18, 46, Psalms 24, 5, Psalms 25, 5, Psalms 27, 9, Psalms 38, 22, Psalms 42, 5, Psalms 42, 11, Psalms 43, 5, Psalms 65, 5, Psalms 68, 19, Psalms 79, 9, Psalms 85, 4, Psalms 89, 26, Psalms 106, 21, Isaiah 17, 10, Isaiah 19, 20, Isaiah 43, 3, Isaiah 43, 11, Isaiah 45, 15, Isaiah 45, verses 21 to 22, Isaiah 49, verse 26, Isaiah 60, 16, Jeremiah 14, 8, Hosea 13, 4, Micah 7, 7, Habakkuk 13, 18. The phrase Savior in the Bible is not limited only to Jesus. The Bible told us that some other individuals were also given this title, Savior, without being gods. Jeroboam, son of Jehosh, 2 Kings, chapter 14, verse 27. Ithniel, the son of Kenaz, Judges, chapter 3, verse 9. Ehud, the son of Gira, Judges chapter 3, verse 15. Salvation, according to Jesus, peace be upon him, is through sticking only to the commandments of Almighty God. Matthew 19, verses 16 and 17. Jesus, peace be upon him, carefully followed and fulfilled this law. Christians' way. Christians believe in their salvation through Jesus. They believe in his divinity and in his crucifixion, and that Jesus bought their forgiveness when he died on the cross. Christians believe that Jesus is their Savior and will forgive their mistakes and sins. Christians do not fulfill the law fulfilled by Jesus, peace be upon him. Muslims' way. Muslims believe that Almighty God, Allah, is their salvation, or is their Savior. He is their Savior in this world and in the Day of Judgment. Or on the Day of Judgment, Muslims believe that no one is responsible for the mistakes of others. Noble Quran, chapter 6, verse 164. Muslims also believe that Almighty God rescued Prophet Jesus, peace be upon him, from crucifixion, and that he was neither killed nor crucified. The Noble Quran, chapter 4, verse 157. So, was Jesus, peace be upon him, Christian? Was Jesus, peace be upon him, Muslim? Of course, a Muslim. Comparison 14, omniscience. Jesus, peace be upon him, denied omniscience, knowledge of the unseen and the day of judgment. Mark chapter 13, verse 32, Matthew chapter 24, verse 36. Christians' ways. Christians attribute omniscience to Jesus. Jesus, peace be upon him, denied his omniscience. Christians do not follow the law fulfilled by Jesus. Almighty God has perfect knowledge. Muslims believe in the omniscience of Allah. He knows the past and the future. The Noble Quran, chapter 49, verse 18. So was Jesus, peace be upon him, Christian, or was he a Muslim? He was a Muslim. 15, miracles. Jesus, peace be upon him, and the early prophets performed different awesome miracles. These extraordinary events were only done by the permission of Almighty God. Moses, Exodus 14, 22, Elisha, peace be upon him, 2 Kings 4:44, 2 Kings 5:14, 2 Kings 6:17 and 20, 2 Kings chapter 4:34, 2 Kings 13:21, Elijah, peace be upon him, 1 Kings 17:22, Jesus, peace be upon him, Luke 9 from 10 to 17, John 6 from 16 to 24, Mark 6 from 45 to 52, Matthew 14, from 22 to 23. Jesus, peace be upon him, did not act on his own. He said in John 5:30, by myself, I cannot do nothing. By myself, I can do nothing. I judge only as I hear, and my judgment is just, for I seek not to please myself, but him who sent me. Also in John 8:28, I do nothing of myself, but as my Father had taught me, I speak these things. These verses do not imply omnipotence. Jesus, peace be upon him, lessened himself and made himself inferior to Almighty God. Jesus, peace be upon him, fulfilled this law. Christians consider the awesome miracles performed by earlier prophets as evidence or evidences of their prophethood and were done by the permission of Almighty God. Meanwhile, they consider the awesome miracles performed by Jesus, peace be upon him, as evidences of his divinity. Christians do not follow the law fulfilled by Jesus. Muslims believe that Almighty God supported his prophets, such as Abraham, Moses, David, Solomon, Jesus, and Muhammad, peace be upon them all, with miracles that are usually of the same nature that the people of that particular prophet excelled at. These miracles were only done by the permission of Almighty God. In the Noble Quran, the name of Jesus, peace be upon him, has 25 occurrences. The name of his mother, Virgin Mary, has 34 occurrences. While the name Muhammad, peace be upon him, has 3 occurrences, and Ahmed, 1 occurrence. So, was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Christian, or was he a Muslim? Well, he was a Muslim. 16. Greetings. David, peace be upon him, greeted the people by saying Shalom Aleikum, which means in Hebrew language, peace be upon you. 1 Samuel 25, verse 6. Jesus, peace be upon him, followed the tradition and also greeted in the same way by saying peace be upon you. John 20:19, John 20:21, John 20:26, Luke 24:36. Jesus, peace be upon him, fulfilled this tradition. Christians' way. Christians do not greet each other by saying peace be upon you. Christians do not follow this tradition fulfilled by Jesus. Muslims' way. Muslims greet each other by saying Assalamu alaikum, may peace be upon you, or peace be upon him, which means in Arabic language, peace be upon you. Muslims greet each other by saying Assalamu alaikum, which is an Arabic word, which means peace be upon you. In the Noble Quran, you find it in 6:45, 7:60, or 46, 11:48, 13:24, chapter 39:73, 11:69, 12:23, 36:58, 97:5. So, was Jesus, peace be upon him, Christians, or was he a Muslim? A Muslim. 17. Alcoholic drinks. The earlier prophets abstained from alcoholic drinks. Moses, peace be upon him, in Leviticus 10, verses 8 to 10, Numbers 6, chapter 6, verses 1 to 4. Solomon, peace be upon him, Proverbs 20, verse 1, Proverbs 23, from 29 to 20, to 33, Isaiah 5, from 22 to 24, Isaiah 5, 11 and 12. Possibly Samuel, Judges 13, verses 4 to 7. Jesus, peace be upon him, carefully followed and fulfilled this law. Regarding the miracle of turning water into wine, it is found only in the Gospel of John, chapter 2, verse 100 to 11, which consistently contradicts the other three Gospels. The New Testament scholars have expressed doubt about the authenticity of this incident. Christians' way. Many Christians drink different types of alcoholic drinks. They ignore parts of God's word on the assumption that not all of it applies to them. Christians do not follow the law fulfilled by Jesus, peace be upon him. Muslims' way. It is a common knowledge among Muslims that alcoholic drinks are absolutely forbidden because it affects negatively their relationships with Almighty God and could also lead to many negative issues such as health and social problems. The Noble Quran, chapter 5, verse 90. So was Jesus, peace be upon him, Christian, or was he a Muslim? Well, he was a Muslim. 18. Pork. Moses, peace be upon him, did not eat pork following the prohibition mentioned in Leviticus 11, verses 7 and 8, and Deuteronomy 14, verse 8. Jesus, peace be upon him, carefully followed and fulfilled their law. Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 and 18. Luke chapter 24, verse 44. Christians' ways. Many Christians eat pork. They ignore parts of God's word on the assumption that not all of it applies to them. Christian scholars interpreted the Pauline statements and discussion about vegetarianism in Romans chapter 14, verses 2 to 3, so as to grant permission to eat ritual impurities. Christians do not follow the law fulfilled by Jesus. Muslims' way. Muslims don't eat pork and its products because it's forbidden. The Noble Quran in chapter 5, verse 3, and chapter 2, verse 173. So, was Jesus, peace be upon him, Christian? So, was Jesus, peace be upon him, Christian, or was he a Muslim? A Muslim. 19. Slaughtering of animals. The Hebrew term shishita is the ritual slaughter of mammals and birds according to Jewish dietary laws. Deuteronomy chapter 12, verse 21, Deuteronomy 14, 21, Numbers 11, 22. The ritual slaughter bless God and mention the sovereign of the universe, God's name done. No idols' names are pronounced. The animal must be killed with respect and compassion by a ritual slaughterer. The act is performed by severing the trachea, esophagus, carotid arteries, jugular veins in a swift action using an extremely sharp blade. This results in an instant drop in the blood pressure in the brain and in the irreversible expiration and the irreversible expiration of consciousness. At the end of the slaughtering process, the meat becomes fit for consumption, called in Hebrew language kosher. It was stated in Acts 15, chapter 15, verse 20, but that we write to them that they abstain from things strangled and from blood. Jesus, peace be upon him, carefully followed and fulfilled these slaughtering rules. Is slaughtering cruel? This claim was examined through the use of EEG and EEG records during slaughter. Christian's way. Before slaughtering, some Christians mention the names of God and the Holy Trinity. Others mention the name of Jesus Christ as a second member of the triune God. Others do not mention any name. Some slaughtering companies strangle the animals to keep blood in the meat. This action was prohibited in Acts chapter 15, verse 20. Some other companies kill their animals by captive bolt guns or applying strong electric shock, which incapacitates the animals. The EEG readings indicated severe pain. Christians do not follow the slaughtering rules mentioned in their Bible. Christians do not follow the law fulfilled by Jesus, peace be upon him. Muslims' way. There are many conditions for an Islamic slaughtering method, the biha. The main conditions are as follows. 1. The slaughterer must be a Muslim. 2. Making takbir by saying Allahu Akbar, Allah is greater, at the time of slaughtering the animal, i.e. saying Allahu Akbar, which means Almighty God, Allah is greater. 3. That the throat windpipe and jugular veins are cut. The meat becomes fresh for a longer time due to deficiency of blood and lawful for consumption. In Arabic, it is called halal, allowable. The EEG recorded a zero reading indicating no pain at all. The Noble Quran, chapter 22, verse 34. The Noble Quran, chapter 6, 121. Chapter 5, 3. Chapter 2, 173. So was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Christian, or was he a Muslim? A Muslim. 20. Eating meat with blood in it. The earlier prophets instructed their people not to eat any flesh with the blood in it. Noah, peace be upon him. Genesis 9, verses 3 and 4. Moses, peace be upon him. Leviticus 19, chapter 26, 6. Leviticus 17, chapter or verses 10 to 14, Deuteronomy chapter 12, verses 16 and 23. It was stated in Acts chapter 15, verse 20, but that we write to them that they abstain from things strangled and from blood. Jesus, peace be upon him, carefully followed and followed this law. Christians' ways: Christians may eat meat with blood in it, example, rare steaks. However, it was prohibited in Acts 15:20, Acts 15:29. Christians believe that this rule was relaxed by early churches. Christians do not follow the law fulfilled by Jesus. Muslims' way: in Islam, it is forbidden to eat meat that contains blood. This is found in the Noble Quran, chapter 6, verse 145, chapter 2, verse 173, chapter 5, verse 3. Was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Christian or a Muslim? Well, he was a Muslim, according to the above. 21. Veiled woman. Veiled woman lived around Jesus, peace be upon him, and the earlier prophets, Genesis 24, verses 64-65, 1 Corinthians 11, chapter 11, verses 5 and 6. Jesus, peace be upon him, never considered veil as an old ritual or a cultural rule that is no longer binding. Jesus, peace be upon him, carefully followed and fulfilled this law in Matthew 5, verses 17 and 18, Luke chapter 24, verse 44. Christians' ways: nowadays, most of the Christian women are not veiled, so they are not veiled, do not guard their modesty and display their beauty. Veil is seen as an old ritual and a cultural rule that is no longer binding. Christians do not follow the law fulfilled by Jesus. Muslims' way: the majority of Muslim women are veiled, guard their modesty, do not display their beauty. The Noble Quran, chapter 24, verse 31, 33, verse 59. Was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Christian? Was Jesus a Muslim? Well, he was a Muslim. 22. Purity, washing the entire body. Moses, peace be upon him, commanded the laws in Leviticus 11, Leviticus 12, and Deuteronomy 14 for purity, tahara, impurity. Tahara. Of impurity. Okay, David, peace be upon him, washed to be clean and went to the house of the Lord and worshipped. 2 Samuel 12, chapter 12, verse 20. Elisha, chapter, 2 Kings, chapter 5, verses 10 and 14. Jesus, peace be upon him, did not abolish or oppose the purity, impurity laws. Jesus, peace be upon him, answered a person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet, his whole body is clean, and you are clean. John chapter 13, verse 10. Jesus, peace be upon him, didn't reject any contemporary ritual impurity regulations. The New Testament showed that the practice of washing the body, ritual purity, and a spiritual, moral, and ethical counterpart with pure water was continued by the followers of Jesus, peace be upon him. Hebrews chapter 10, verse 22. Jesus, peace be upon him, namely followed and fulfilled this law. Christians' ways: nowadays, many Christians do not follow the purity, impurity, Leviticus laws. For example, men and their wives after their sexual intercourse, men after their seminal discharge, women in their monthly period can enter the churches and pray normally without washing their body for purity. This action was based on Paul's epistles, 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 to 18, pray without ceasing. However, this verse simply means always remember God. It does not mean pray while you are pure and or impure. Christians do not follow the law fulfilled by Jesus, peace be upon him. Muslims' way: there are many Islamic laws for purity, tahara, impurity, najasa. For example, men and their wives after their sexual intercourse, men after the seminal discharge, women in their monthly period can't enter the mosque and pray until they are completely purified and shower their whole body for purity. In Islam, menstruation is neither the curse nor a result of the so-called original sin of Eve. The Noble Quran, chapter 2, verses 222. Islam, the Quran, you find this in the Noble Quran, chapter 2, verse 222. Islam provided divine guidance both from Almighty God, Allah, and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, by which a person could always remember God. So, was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Christian, or was he a Muslim? A Muslim. 23. Polygamy. Polygamous marriages occurred among the prophets before Jesus, peace be upon him. Abraham, peace be upon him, had three wives, Genesis 25:1, and concubines, Genesis 25:6. Jacob, peace be upon him, had two wives and two concubines, Genesis 30:3-9. Moses, peace be upon him, had two wives, Exodus 2:21, Exodus 18:1-16, Numbers 12:1. David, peace be upon him, had eight wives who were named in the Bible, and there were numerous other wives that were not named, and more than 10 concubines. 1 Chronicles 3:3-9, 2 Samuel 15:16, 2 Samuel 16:21-22, 2 Samuel 20:3. Solomon, peace be upon him, had 700 wives, princes, and 300 concubines. 1 Kings 11:3. Jesus never opposed or discussed the issue of the decreasing the number of wives and concubines. Jesus, peace be upon him, followed and fulfilled this law. According to Father Eugene Hillman, that the church in Rome banned polygamy in order to conform to Greco-Roman culture, which prescribed only one legal wife while tolerating concubinage and prostitution. Polygamy reconsidered, page 140. Now, Christians' ways. Many Christians make a great show of monogamy, but actually they practice polygamy, such as mistresses. It is now very usual to find the Christian society's sexual relations outside of marriage, unlawful secret relationships, adultery. The problem of the unbalanced sex ratios becomes a problem at times of war. Polygamy continues to be a viable solution to some of the social ills of modern societies. Christians do not follow the law fulfilled by Jesus. Muslims' way. Islam has permitted polygamy as a solution to social ills and has allowed a certain degree of latitude to human nature, but only within the strictly defined framework of the law, maximum of four wives at one time, and stipulated the maintenance of justice as a basic condition for polygamy, or better yet, polygyny. The Noble Quran, chapter 4:3. So was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Christian, or was he a Muslim? Well, he was a Muslim. Bowing down to idols, graven images, statues, crosses. The earlier prophets, peace be upon them, all prohibited all kinds of idolatry, such as graven images, statues, icons, idols, no image of any male or female inside their shrines and temples. They also prohibited bowing down to them. Almighty God called himself a jealous God. Moses, peace be upon him. Exodus 23:24, Exodus 20:4-5, Exodus 34:7, Exodus 34:14, Deuteronomy chapter 5:6-9, Deuteronomy chapter 4:24, Deuteronomy chapter 5:9, David, peace be upon him, Psalms 94:1, Joshua, peace be upon him, Joshua 23:7, Joshua 24:19. Elijah, peace be upon him, 1 Kings 19:10, Ezekiel 20:7, Ezekiel 39:25, Nahum 1:2. The earlier prophets, peace be upon them, prohibited bowing down before graven images or serving idols. Moses, peace be upon him. You find this in Exodus 20:3-5, Deuteronomy 4:15-19, Leviticus 29:1, Exodus 32:7-8, David Psalms 135:15-18, Isaiah 44:9, Isaiah 2:17-18, and Ezekiel 30:13. Jesus, peace be upon him, carefully followed and fulfilled the law. Matthew 5:17-18, Luke 24:44, 1 John 5:21, Acts 17:28-29, Revelation 2:14, Revelation 2:20, Revelation 21:8, Revelation 22:15. MB, the shape of the cross and its original in ancient Chaldea. It was used as the symbol of the god Tammuz, T is the initial of his name. In order to increase the prestige of the apostate ecclesiastical system, pagans were received into the churches apart from regeneration by faith and were permitted legally to retain their pagan signs and symbols. Hence, the T in its most frequent form, with the cross piece lowered, was adopted to stand for the cross of Christ. Vine's Expository Dictionary of New Testament Words. Thomas Nelson Publishers. So, as the above indicates, pagan influence slowly introduced the cross of as a symbol, which later became adopted by the Greco-Romans. Christians' ways, churches have many types of idols, such as portraits, graven images of God, statues of the Blessed Mother Mary, angel, and Jesus. Muslims' way, in Islam, it's not permissible to pray in a room in which statues or images of animate beings are hanging. There are several sayings. Al hadith of the Prophet, peace be upon him, such as the angels do not enter a house in which there is a dog or images agreed upon. 2. The people who will be most severely punished on the day of resurrection and will be those who initiate the creation of Allah or imitate the creation of Allah agreed upon. The Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, destroyed 360 idols around the Kaaba that were worshipped by pre-Islamic people. Churches have many types of idols, such as portraits, graven images of God, statues of the Blessed Mother Mary, angel, Jesus having on the cross and icons of saints, graven images, images of males and females, pigeons, fishes. Christians kneel down in front of the cross. They bow down before images and statues that humans made and serve them. Some Christians wear crosses as a symbol of their beliefs. Christians violate the second divine command of the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20 verses 3 to 5. Christians do not follow this law fulfilled by Jesus, peace be upon him. So was Jesus, peace be upon him, Christian or Muslim? A Muslim again. Adultery. It was stated in Hebrews 13:4 that marriage should be honored by all and the marriage bed kept pure, for God will judge the adulterer and all the sexually immoral. Adultery was forbidden. You shall not commit adultery. Adultery occurred in the Bible 49 times in different forms. And there are many, many, many chapters and verses in the Bible, as you can see here. But I cannot enumerate them all now. So, Christians' way. Many Christians believe that God will not exercise judgment because Jesus Christ is their Savior. They permit sexual relations outside of marriage, adultery, fornication, secret relationships with the opposite sex, etc. Many Christians forgot that adultery is a sin against God and they do not follow the law fulfilled by Jesus. Muslims' way. Muslims are very keen to make Islamic marriage because Islam does not permit sexual relations outside of the marriage, adultery, fornication, etc. These are considered as great sins. The Noble Quran, chapter 24, verses 3 and 4, 17, verse 32, 7, verse 33, 24, verse 26. So, was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Christian, or was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Muslim? So, he was a Muslim. Purity, circumcision. Circumcision is not based on Mosaic legislation, but on the Abrahamic covenant, Genesis 12, verses 1 to 3. The prophet Abraham and his descendants were circumcised, the everlasting covenant. Genesis 17, 1 to 2, failure to be circumcised constitutes a breaking of a covenant with God. Genesis 17, 14, circumcision is an absolute prerequisite for participation in the observance of Passover. Exodus chapter 12, verses 44 and 48. The general legislation was repeated in Leviticus chapter 12, verse 3, Exodus 4, 26, mentioned in the circumcision of Moses' son, Joshua 5 reported the circumcision before entering the promised land. In Genesis 34:15, it was prohibited for a guardian to consent to the marrying of a believer woman to an uncircumcised man. Jesus, peace be upon him, kept the everlasting covenant and was circumcised. Luke chapter 2 verse 21, Luke verse 59, Romans chapter 2 verse 29. Jesus spoke about circumcision in John chapter 7 verses 22 and 23. Jesus carefully followed and fulfilled this religion, this religious laws. Christians' ways in general, male Christians are not circumcised because of Paul's false interpretation, who claimed that circumcision is a matter of the heart by the Spirit. This is found in Romans chapter 2 verse 29. Paul said that Christ will profit you nothing if you are circumcised. Galatians chapter 5 verse 2. What value is there in circumcision? Romans 3 verse 1 and 2. In 1 Corinthians chapter 7 verses 18 and 19, Paul makes the same point more briefly. Circumcision is nothing. Christians do not follow the law fulfilled by Jesus, peace be upon him. As a general practice, all male Muslims are circumcised because it was the practice of Prophet Muhammad, because it was the practice of a Prophet Abraham, peace be upon him, or Ibrahim, the Arabic name. Also, it was the practice of Sunnah of our beloved Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. So was Jesus, peace be upon him, Christian, or was he a Muslim? Well, he was a Muslim. Usury, the biblical term for usury, nishik, is strongly negative, coming from a root whose basic meaning is to strike as a serpent. The earlier prophets opposed taking or giving usury, and you find this in Deuteronomy 23:19 and 20, Leviticus 25:36-37, Exodus 22:25, Ezekiel 18:8 and 9, Ezekiel 18:13, Ezekiel 18:17, Ezekiel 22:12, Psalm 5:1-5, Jeremiah 5:10. Jesus, peace be upon him, opposed taking or giving usury. Matthew 24:27 and Luke 19 verses 22-23. Jesus, peace be upon him, carefully followed and fulfilled this law. Matthew 5:17 and 18, Luke 24:44. Christians' ways. Nowadays, many Christians are not aware that taking or giving usury is a sin. Christians do not follow the law fulfilled by Jesus, peace be upon him. Muslims' way. The Arabic term for usury, riba, coming from a root meaning to increase. Muslims developed an alternative system of banking commonly known as Islamic banking, which is interest-free to avoid taking or giving usury. You find this in the Noble Quran, chapter 2, verse 275, 276, 278, chapter 3, verse 130, chapter 4, 161. So, was Jesus a Christian or was he a Muslim? He was a Muslim. 28, beard and long dress. The earlier prophets were bearded. Psalm chapter 133, verse 2, Isaiah 50, verse 6, Ezra 9, verse 3. The Mosaic law prohibited the cutting off of the sideburns and the extremity of the beard. Leviticus 19:27, Leviticus 21:5. Jesus, peace be upon him, carefully followed and fulfilled this law. Moses, peace be upon him, and Aaron wore long dress garments. And Jesus, peace be upon him, also wore long dress robe. Jesus, peace be upon him, carefully followed and fulfilled this tradition. Christians' ways. It is rare nowadays to find male Christians wearing long dresses, robes similar to Jesus, peace be upon him. Some grow their beard as a fashion. Christians do not follow the tradition of the law fulfilled by Jesus, peace be upon him. Okay, the Muslims' way. Many Muslims are bearded because they follow the practice Sunnah of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him. The majority of Muslims are dressed in a modest way, and many of them wear long dresses. 29. Muhammad foretold in the Old Testament by name. In Solomon's Song of Songs, Shir Ha Shirim, chapter 5:16, the word is read in the original form. Muhammad. The word Muhammad or Muhammadim is read in the original form. In the Hebrew language, M is added for plurality or of respect. The word origin of Muhammad is from Hamad, which in both Hebrew and Arabic languages is verb praise, desire, and it is the prime root of the Arabic word Muhammad, which is read as Muhammad in English, M-U-H-A-M-M-A-D. If Muhammad was random word without a meaning, then why it was translated to lovely or desirable? Hence, Muhammad was translated wrongly and has an incorrect meaning. If you watch this video, Song of Solomon, chapter 5:16, read in Hebrew, okay, then you will hear a Hebrew rabbi reading this word as Muhammad M. According to Strong's Concordance, original word and part of speech. So you have the original word and part of speech, masculine, noun, masculine. Then why the son masculine was translated wrongly as an adjective, lovely and desirable? If you copy this Hebrew word and paste it in the translation websites, and then you will find that the word Muhammad is translated, or this word is translated to Muhammad. So Christians' ways, Jesus will say this word in Hebrew, which is Muhammad is discussing Solomon, peace be upon him, while Christian will say it is discussing Jesus, peace be upon him. The biblical translation of the verse as follows: his mouth is most sweet, yeah, he is altogether lovely. This is my beloved and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. Muslim's way, the correct translation, the correct translation for Song of Songs, chapter 5:16, should be as follows: his mouth is most sweet, yeah, he is altogether Muhammad. This is my beloved and this is my friend, O daughters of Jerusalem. So was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Christian, or was he a Muhammad or Muslim? Well, he was a Muslim. 30 Muslims mentioned in the Bible. The name Musalam in Hebrew, Mushalam in Hebrew, was very common in post-exilic times. It has 25 occurrences in the Bible. In Luke chapter 6, verse 40 of the Hebrew Bible, Jesus, peace be upon him, used this word, and its transliteration is she Mushalam. The word origin of these two Hebrews were Mushalam and Mushalam is from Shalom, and the word origin of this Arabic word Muslim is from Salama. In both Hebrew and Arabic languages, Shalom and Salama have the same meanings: to be in a languages, to be in a covenant, to be in a covenant of peace, peaceful obedience, submission to God, to be complete, perfect heart towards God. This means that Mushalam means Muslim. Christian's way, the Hebrew word she Mushalam was translated perfect. The biblical translation of the verse in Luke 6:40 as follows: the disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is perfect shall be as his master. Muslim's ways, the correct translation for the Hebrew word she Mushalam is Muslim. The correct translation for the verse in Luke 6, chapter 40 as follows: the disciple is not above his master, but everyone that is Muslim shall be as his master. So was Jesus, peace be upon him, a Christian or Muslim? He was a Muslim. Conclusion: Jesus, peace be upon him, followed and fulfilled the earlier prophets' laws and was a Muslim. His religion was Islam. 2. If you are not following the laws fulfilled by Jesus Christ, peace be upon him, then why do you call yourself Christian? Actually, you should call yourself Christian or Paulian or whomever you follow. 3. If you are interested to follow the Muslims' way, then you can visit our site. Alhamdulillah. Praise be to Allah. And the site is www.islamic-invitation.com.